What was your first interview like at Microsoft?
My first interview at Microsoft. Well, there were two interviews. There was the on-campus interview at college, and then there was the on-campus at Microsoft interview. The one that I love is the one that was on campus in college, because this was the early 1980s. So when you interviewed in a three-piece suit with the vest and the tie and everything. And I didn't know who I was interviewing with, so I just came out with my normal interview attire. And I then looked at the brochure for Microsoft and like, oh, wait, all these people are wearing like normal clothes. Oh, whoops, ran back to my dorms, changed into more normal clothes, polo shirt and sweater, I think, came in to do the interview. And there's this guy, and he starts asking me questions. What I didn't realize at the time was it was Steve Ballmer, who was at the time running human resources and very quickly became the president of the company. So Steve is giving me these questions, and he's asking me questions about the experience we have as a developer at Carnegie Mellon. And then he was relating it back to how things were at Microsoft. And I looked at him and I'm like, what? No, 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 no. You have no idea how bad it is being a developer on a DEC System 20 when there's an assignment due. You talk about your compile times taking a minute or two. No, they take an hour when the machines are really heavily loaded. This is a horrible experience. You don't know what you're talking about. And then I left the interview, and I looked down at the brochure and saw, oh my God, I just told the president of human resources that he was an idiot. Well, okay, that job's gone. So much for that. Let's move on. The next day, I get a telegram, an honest-to-goodness telegram from Microsoft saying, hi, we'd like to interview on campus and bring you out and ask you some more questions because we thought you were great. Oh, okay.